Good morning, Audio Boo. Dean Reed here. Many of you will know by now, surely, that people that listen to me regularly will know that I'm off on the Pennine Way in less than a week's time. Sadly, I'm working the night shift this weekend, the last few days before, but that's not a problem because I've packed all my gear already. Ordinarily, I'll leave it till the last minute because I've kind of like fine-tuned the amount of things that I take. Probably hear Bob Dylan in the background there. Eye and Eye off the Infidels album. I'll just close the door. Door closed. Okay, so I'm using my trusty old Berghaus C7. I'm a guy that hikes on a budget. I carry the extra weight simply because I can't afford the light stuff. So I've got a Berghaus C7 rucksack. My tent is a Wild Country Zephyrus 1. I'm using an Alp Kit sleeping mat. I've got a Vango sleeping bag. So, budget stuff basically. The newest thing there is the Wild Country Zephyrus 1. I've only taken that on a handful of overnight camps so far, but the rest of the things I've had for some time. In fact, the Vango sleeping bag, he's only around 2 years old, and that accompanied me on the West Highland Way a few years ago. So what have we got in here? From bottom up, we've got the sleeping bag in my rucksack itself, and there's my cooking equipment. The reason why I'm taking some, I'll explain first actually, I'm taking a Zebra stainless steel billy can, and all my gas and my pocket rocket stove fit inside this stainless steel billy can. We're going to be staying at a bothy for a few nights, so I'm hoping we might get a nice fire going. And this stainless steel billy can, as recommended by Ray Mears, it's been everywhere. And it's you can just throw it in the fire and it's fine, no dramas whatsoever. So I'm taking that. I've got some waterproof stuff sacks with my clothes in. I'm taking three sets of underwear, three sets of socks, the clothes that I'm walking, my walking clothes, and I'm taking another set that's like my dry pair. I'm hoping that from previous experience I can just wash the things that I've got and let them dry throughout the day or something along those lines anyway. Above that I've got my food. I have got a week's worth of food, so in this bag at the minute I could go for a week and be totally self-sufficient. I've got porridge oats, I've got some coffee, some rice, some instant mashed potato. The reason I say it like that is because of an old YouTube video, but that's another day. That's a story for another day. I've also got some powdered milk in there, loads of cereal bars. I had a few Wayfarer boiling the bag meals left from my West Island Way trip in 2011, so they'll be fine. And because I'm not buying Wayfarers anymore, because I don't think they're worth the money, I've got some Heinz pasta sachets that are for the microwave, really, but you can boil them in the bag as well, and they're about £1.20, so it's about a quarter of the price of the Wayfarers, and you get more in them, which is always good. After that, I've got my technology. I've got my Power Monkeys Extreme, which will charge my phone. I'm taking an iPhone 4S, because sadly I haven't got an Android phone. What else? I've got my camera equipment, my Canon DSLR 550D. I've got two batteries with that. I'm hoping that might be enough, but I'm also taking my plug-in charger in case we stop at where we'll be stopping at pubs, that I'll just cheekily plug them in. The Power Monkeys Extreme is a solar charger as well. I forgot to mention that. I'm going to strap the solar panel to the top or the side of my bag, depending on where the sun is, and that will charge the battery. From the battery itself on the Power Monkey Extreme, I can get around about 5 or 6 charges of an iPhone, which is pretty good really, so I'll be able to go for maybe about 4 or 5 days just with that battery alone. And I have got the wall charger for that as well, like I say, if we stop at any pubs. In the top of the bag I've got maps, I've got the Wainwright guidebook, and then numerous other things spread about the bag itself, wash kit and head torch spare batteries for that. First aid kit. I've got my Sawyer Squeeze water filtration device, which I was sent that to test out. So it's going to be good for this trip. What else? Like I say, a lot of my gear is at least 4 or 5 years old. This rucksack is maybe about 8 years old, but it's still going strong. I cleaned it and it's looking like new now. Small signs of wear and tear on some of the straps on the back where I've strapped things to it, but other than that, it's going strong. It's been used a fair bit. I'm not going to weigh the bag, simply because I use a different way of judging if it's too heavy or not. If you have to swear when you pick it up, then it's too heavy. And currently I don't have to swear, so that's all good. The only thing I haven't got in there at the minute is water inside my platypus, which is a water bladder with a tube coming over the arm that you can use to drink out of for your convenience. Other than that, everything else is in there, and I don't have to swear to pick it up. I've no idea how much it weighs, but I'm surprised at how little it does weigh. I remember on some of our first trips that we did in Scotland, we took everything, and we got the heaviest of everything as well. And we really did have to swear, to the point where we were helping each other to put our bags on. But that was in an old regatta rucksack I had, and that died eventually because of the sheer weight of the things they were taking. But we did learn our backpacking skills, shall we say, in the Army Cadets. And the rucksacks we had there were whole old canvas rucksacks with metal frames. So I'm not scared of a bit of weight, that's for sure. But I do support the theory that the lighter you go, the easier it will make your life. But I'm not going to weigh my gear. I don't have to swear to put it on, so that's all I'll say. Okay, so I'm all set now, I think. Trains are booked. Meeting Chris on Wednesday the... Is it the 10th? Wednesday the 10th at 1500 at Edale. But we'll probably meet at Sheffield because our trains coincide, the connecting train from Sheffield to Edale. I'm really looking forward to it. Like I say, I'm on nights tonight. So I thought I'd use this opportunity this morning to just get the gear packed so it's not going to be a rush. When I finish nights, I can just relax and catch up on some sleep. And then, like I say, meet Chris at 3 in the afternoon. It's going to be good. It's going to be good. Probably hear Bob Dylan in the background there. It's going to be good. It really is. I'm really looking forward to it. I'm just casting my mind over the kit that I've got. I think that's everything. So like I say, I've got a week's worth of supplies there, so we're totally self-sufficient for a week, and it's a two-week trip, but we'll be picking things up along the way, so the bag will eventually get lighter because of the fact that I'll be eating the food out of it. Okay, I've rambled on, but this is a diary boo. So it's the Pennine Way 2013 Packed Boo or something like that. Okay, I'll speak to you all again very soon. Bye for now.